Josh McLaughlin from Jig Racing here on Summer Brekkie, and looking forward to a huge weekend of racing at Hong Kong as part of their International Day, and hopefully we can find a few winners right here at home as well. Good morning to you, Josh. How are you?
Matty, great to be with you.
I'm looking forward to racing both on my home deck at Ballarat this weekend and also that huge program at Sha Tin at Hong Kong on Sunday night. But let's focus in on the Ballarat program first. If we're having one bet there on Saturday, where would you take us to?
Well, mate, yeah, look, it's a good card at Ballarat. I'm purely just going to go on what I'm seeing at the jump outs, Matty. There's a horse that we've pinned twice heavily from the jump outs, and it's from the Mar Eustace team, and turns up in the 3 and 4 year old Magic Means race. It's race 7, number 3, Baroque Road. Markets are out, it's around $7.50. Just love the way this big gelding's been jumping out. Two terrific pieces of work in public that we've seen. Jamie Mott's had two sits on the horse for two wins. He should box seat here from gate 5. And just the way that he's been jumping out, it's clearly a target race from the team. And I think he's really, really well placed.
All right, that's Baroque Road there, race 7, number 3 at an each-way quote. So hopefully we can make some money there. Not a bad addition to the Ballarat Cup this weekend. Foxy Cleopatra is the favourite at the moment. Would you be with her or would you be keen to play around her in the feature event at Ballarat on Saturday?
Yeah, it's good race. And look, she's certainly got her claims and she's a horse that has got a bright future. But I'd be very dismissive of leaving the top weight out here, Young Werther. I'm not sure what he's done wrong this preparation. I thought his runs throughout the spring have been out of a horse that's probably in career best form, which seems funny enough because he's been doing it for a long, long time. He forever goes under the radar. I know he has to carry 60 kilos, but I think he's the clear class in this race. And would a horse like Foxy Cleopatra go across the line with some of the Group 1 horses that this horse has been contesting against? I'm not so convinced. So while he's got 60 kilos, I think he's still well in, all things considering. And I think he's the one to beat, mate. And if I was going to be having a saver on the race, it'd certainly be one down the bottom of the weights at big odds, and that would be Fujita San. I think this horse has always been a horse that has been highly touted. I think he's been disappointing at times, but I think we've seen glimpses of him in this preparation where he might be, the head noise might be gone and he's back to his best. He sweeped home in the Cranbourne Cup last time and was excellent at Cranbourne in benchmark 84. I know this is a step up in class, but he's always had Group 1 type ability. So this is not a Group 1. And he's beautifully in at the weights. And I think if they can replicate what he did last start, we shouldn't be shocked if he comes sailing down the middle on Saturday.
All right, hopefully we've made a little bit of cash there on Saturday at Ballarat. And then we can turn our attention on Sunday to Hong Kong International Day, which is one of the big race days on the calendar. And it'll be a great event to tune in to from Australia here. And if we can make some money on Sunday night, I'll be a happy man. So do we want to play in the Hong Kong Cup?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this is probably nearly my favourite race meeting of the year, Matty, to be honest. I think as a racing enthusiast and a racing person who enjoys watching good horses, I think there is no bigger day and no better day equine-wise than Hong Kong International Cup Day. And in the Hong Kong Cup, I'm with the Japanese here, Matty. Prognosis, very keen on this Japanese horse to knock off Romantic Warrior. He should have finished much closer to Romantic Warrior last year. I think it was a race that really stamped Romantic Warrior for the champion that he is. Australians need no introduction on how good he is. I just think this Japanese horse has got more upside than him. I think Romantic Warrior has had a busy campaign. He had to come back through quarantines, get back into Hong Kong. I wasn't overly taken with his recent piece of work that I saw on the track. I think it's just a bit of a rushed thing. I think there'll be a lot of money and a lot of tension on Romantic Warrior. Prognosis is a horse that has got Equinox form. He's not one of their B graders. He's one of their A graders. And if the Japanese take any of their A graders anywhere in the world, beware.
All right, prognosis in the Group 1 Hong Kong Cup, and then we get to see Golden 60 in action in the Hong Kong Mile. This is a race that he has made his own in years gone by. Can he do it again this weekend? Do we just invest in him around that even money quote?
Oh, look, I think even money's short enough, Matty, but as I said, for an enthusiast and for somebody who loves the sport, there's no bigger star in my mind over a mile than Golden 60, and he's Hong Kong's champion. He's the best miler I've seen out of a horse like Equinox. I think his jump outs and work have been very, very good. I think some people have been knocking and hoping that he'd show more in a jump out, but I'm not sure why he'd want to show too much in a jump out anyway. Just having there, he's done plenty of base work from what I've been seeing on the track with him. He's an absolute star. He's bashed up horses like Romantic Warrior for fun in the past and made him look second rate. I don't think many horses can say that. And I think on Sunday, it will be his international day swan song. I think he'll still run in one or two races in Hong Kong afterwards, but I'm certainly in the corner of the champ, and I think he can win.
Yeah, huge weekend of racing. Can't wait for it. And certainly going to be capped off with a brilliant night there at Hong Kong as part of their international day, as you say, one of the great days on the racing calendar. Josh, appreciate your time this morning. Hopefully we can land a few winners over the weekend. And for those out there that want to get involved, the Jig Racing app on iTunes and Google Play is the place to go to get all of the early mail and the late mail selections from the Jig Racing team, mate. Doing a great job. Good luck over the weekend.